Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To our new listeners, welcome. To our old listeners, welcome back. Another episode of Magical Education awaits you, but first we would like to say a few words.
Nitwit, blubber, oddment, tweak. Podcast 9¾, topic of the week is, what's it like to get an education with Harry Potter?
Hello listeners, I'm Rhea.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Jem, and today we're going to talk about how annoying it must have been to go to class with the boy who lived.
Terrible.
Yeah. Forget shenanigans, forget adventures, forget magic and madness. We're just trying to learn. We want to go to class, we want to do our exams, we want to hand in our assignments, we want to get a good grade so we can get a good job for, I don't know, that's just what we want.
To impress my parents, of course.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because it's what I'm hanging all of my self-worth on.
Yeah.
Hi, Josh. Thanks for joining us for this.
Josh is back. You guys may remember Josh from a couple of famous episodes, such as Fantastic Beasts and How to Fuck Them, or Where to Fuck Them. Can We Fuck Them? That's it.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Can We Fuck Them.
What's the Best Wizard Candy?
Yeah. Our Ravenclaw episode, because he's our resident Ravenclaw expert.
Yep.
Expert.
Well, I guess we should... Should we, like, sort ourselves first, or should we just start on the train?
I think we should sort ourselves, because where we are in Hogwarts, our proximity to Harry, we're imagining we're all in his year, is really going to make a big difference in terms of how badly we're affected by his presence.
Okay. Well, it would be too easy to go with our natural houses, because that would mean two of us would be in one house and one of us would be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon let's go and try and get 3 different houses, at least. I would like to go for my second preference, which is Hufflepuff, personally.
I guess I'm going for my main house, or do you want me to Gryffindor?
No, go for your main house.
Alright.
Okay.
The hat touches my head and it screams at me.
Nerd!
Okay, so that leaves me with a very important choice, because now I'm left with Gryffindor and Slytherin, I would argue the two most important houses.
We should consider, we have done a lot of hypotheticals before where we are in Slytherin, so we've talked a lot about what that would be like.
And we have just done an episode where we were both in Slytherin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for variety, I'm going to go Gryffindor, and I feel like this is going to be a real detriment to me, because Gryffindors cop a lot of shit by being really close to Harry.
Yeah. Cool. Alright.
At the very least, you can go up into your dormitory and the boys can't follow. Gender essentialism, baby.
Yeah, hooray! But I can go into their dormitory and harass them, because feminism.
Wow. Cool. Alright, so let's start with... it's our first year of Hogwarts. It's 1991.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What a time.
Berlin Wall came.
We remember the Berlin Wall falling.
Young Rhea is 2 years away from being born.
Alright, so we're on the train and we hear that Harry Potter, the boy who lived, is in our year at Hogwarts.
Yeah. This is, I feel like, it's a major gossip thing, but we're not at Hogwarts yet, so it's not really affecting our grades. We can't really study on the train on the way to Hogwarts.
No, but, like, what are we thinking? Are we like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, he's the most famous guy in the world. Like, I'd probably be like, oh, that's actually kind of fun. Like, we're going to school with a celebrity.
Yeah, let's assume that we're from wizarding families here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. Unless one of us wants to be from a muggle family.
No, let's just assume.
Let's just go half-blood so we've got muggle and wizard knowledge, but raised in the wizarding world. Cool, so we know who this boy is, and it's, like, wild that he's the most famous boy ever and he's in our year. I think we're arguing, at the same time as we're arguing over what house we're going to be in, we're arguing over what house he's going to be in.
Yeah. I'm probably going to say that he is, like, the most powerful wizard, so I'm going to say that he's, like, probably a Ravenclaw, maybe really smart, I don't know.
I feel like it's definitely got to be Gryffindor or Slytherin, and it's all about hero or villain. What track do we think this boy is on?
Cool.
So once we're at Hogwarts and in our houses, let's start talking about the classes. Most of it's going to be fine. I feel like the first disturbance is we get to potions class and Snape, for some reason, decides to pick on this boy and cause a massive scene.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we learned anything in that lesson. We learned some trivia about various potions ingredients far beyond our level.
I'm too scared to write notes because Harry was writing notes and was targeted, so I'm just sitting there, like, quietly.
Yeah.
I write my notes anyway, but I'm very annoyed.
Yeah. All we learn is that this teacher is to be feared. By the way, I don't think we should fuck around with, oh, it's Gryffindors and Slytherins together in potions class. Let's assume we're all in all classes.
Yeah,
because that's
going to
be too hard.
Doesn't.
Who can remember? That's going to be too annoying. Yeah, so don't learn anything in that potions class. All I learn is that Snape is to be feared. In flying class, a boy gets injured and the teacher leaves, and then there's a fight between Harry and Malfoy.
Again, learn nothing because the teacher leaves for most of the lesson. I'm like, is this what the school's going to be like?
Just, shit's going to keep happening. Now suddenly we're all witnessing this, like, battle of wits between these two idiots.
We're all half-bloods, so we're all assuming we're about to go to high school soon, and we're just like, we've already gone through regular schooling, and, like, this is not as disruptive as, like, this type of schooling. Like, what the fuck is going on?
So that's, yeah, at least it's, like, flying, so I'm not particularly fussed with flying, like...
I don't know, it's kind of our main method of transportation for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
It's like driving class, and then the teacher leaves, and then there's some kids trying to, like, whack each other, and a kid goes off and, like, smashes through a building or something. It's like, wow, this is dangerous.
Yeah, so two classes down below nothing.
Harry gets pulled away, so it's like, oh, it looks like he's going to get expelled, because...
Finally.
You know, we've been told that we can't be flying around.
Black-haired devil child.
Yeah. All right, Halloween.
So, probably the most disturbing thing to happen ever, we're all enjoying a Halloween feast, and in comes a troll. Oh my god.
In comes a screaming man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
To be the defense against the dark arts, and we're like, he collapses. And we're like...
With fear, presumably.
With fear. So we're like, the main guy who's teaching us about this stuff is running away. So that doesn't really bode her.
Yeah, this is a big threat, obviously.
Yeah.
This isn't happening in class time, but I feel like it's still disturbing enough that it's going to have an effect on our grades.
Yeah. All of us get sent to our separate dormitories, which is fine because none of us are in the dungeons. I guess that's all we really hear about that night. Nothing else.
Yeah. This is covered up by the teachers that Harry was there. No one really talks about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do have Harry once again causing another scene during the Quidditch game, but I don't feel like that affects our grades. It's just like we're starting to get a baseline for how disruptive this boy is going to be to our general lives.
Yeah, it's like that one kid in class who's always, like, on a shenanigan, always as a joke. Like,
always has to be the center of attention.
Yeah, rolling your eyes at him.
I mean, I guess it's good for you, though, because Gryffindor wins, what, 150 points?
150 points. Oh, you win whatever the amount of points earned in the game is.
Oh, no, I thought it was only 150.
I think he won
100. Otherwise it's like...
No. 150 plus, whatever they got, like, 70 points.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that every single goal you score in Quidditch is 10 house points.
That's
like
fucking insane. All right.
Yeah, the Quidditch games have a massive effect on the house card.
God, I hate it.
Are we all saying this? We're all in the crowd like, we hate this. We hate the system.
I'm like, this is great. We're going to win. Screw you guys. This is Gryffindor's year.
But then Harry loses 150 points from Gryffindor, which is very funny. I, like, make you suck eggs for that. Like,
yeah, that has a massive effect on me. I'm like, fuck this boy. We were finally in the lead for the House Cup after Gryffindor's not had it for 7 years. Apparently, this is my first year, but this is what I've been told. And it's like, we were so close. And it all got snatched away by Harry and his idiot friends.
I learned how to draw, like, the wizard magical animated drawing, like Malfoy does in the third movie, but it's just... And I call it Harry Plopper, and it's just Harry shitting his pants, because I'm 11, and I throw it at you.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is great, and I leave it under Harry's pillow, because I can get into his dormitory.
I'm super kind of keen from this news, because this means that I might have a chance of having Hufflepuff win the House Cup. So I'm studying super hard for my exams, I'm like trying to answer all those questions in class, and raising my hand, and getting involved in the activities. I'm like, yes, come on. Let's do this. Hufflepuff, let's go.
I give you each coloured binders to help with your exams because you're my friend.
Aww.
I give you a hug.
And I'm like, I'm sorry about Harry.
It's my burden to bear.
So we have exams. How do you reckon we go? I reckon pretty good in this season. I think
pretty good. Mm. There's been some excitement and some classes where we got nothing done. But if we're ranking ourselves on like the A to F system,
yeah.
I feel like we're all getting A's, maybe A minuses.
Yeah. I'd say easily A's. Like there's been a bit of disruption in terms of Harry disrupting class at the beginning of the year, but I think that would have settled down after the first week.
Yeah.
So like...
The major disturbances were during Quidditch matches and Halloween, so we're okay.
Yeah. A's.
A's all around.
But then some bullshit happens, and so instead of us getting like the glory that we deserve for studying our asses off, Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff, actually it goes to Gryffindor because of some bullshit, the house cop.
Yep, there was something with the Philosopher's Stone, don't really know what happened, but I heard a lot of rumours, and then my house, rightfully, deservedly, I would say, through to our heroism, wins the house cop.
You guys were coming dead last in the house cup running.
But we were also we were coming first, then dead last, then first again. So kind of it was fine. It all evens out.
We all noticed everyone's celebrating anyway because Slytherin loses, and we're, but
at
you
least
and I,
Slytherin lost. There is that.
But you and I look at each other across the tables and we're like, what the fuck?
yeah.
Look, I'm gonna cop an earful on the train ride home. Yeah. But
at least Slytherin lost, but I am mad that Hufflepuff went from third to fourth because of all that bullshit.
Yeah, we have a 20-minute filibuster on the train home. He's been like, what the hell was that?
Like, okay, I'll buy you candy if you never talk to me about this again.
Hopefully it never comes up every other year in a row.
Yeah, probably not.
Never again.
Probably next year will be just and equitable.
1992. Right, so we're on the train again. No, actually we're not on the train. It's in the holidays. And we get our letters from Hogwarts, and then we have to get, like, the entire published works of this guy called Gilderoy Lockhart.
Yeah, do you guys not reckon about this.
Do you guys reckon we read Gilderoy Lockhart?
Or heard about
Half-Bloods?
I don't know how much fiction there is in the Wizarding World.
It's not fiction, remember? Oh, no, it's non-fiction.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's, I would say, creative non-fiction.
Yeah,
so, like, I'm not sure how many books of, like, adventure and excitement there are to read, so I've probably at least read one of them.
I
don't like this.
It's kind of like having your parents having a Dan Brown in the house. It's kind of like, it's just like, okay, I guess I'll read this.
I bet it's a staple of the household.
Yeah, like, the amount of times Mum's been like, you have to read this series, and I'll read the first book out of obligation and been like, I'm not doing that, Mum. No.
Yeah, I reckon I would probably be like, yeah, it's okay. Like, it's not my cup of tea, but I'd read a couple of the books.
Mm.
But I'd be pretty mad that we have to buy all these essentially sort of non-fiction, but they're adventure stories for class. Like, it's not like they're textbooks.
Yeah, these aren't textbooks.
Like,
it doesn't bode well for our learning.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is giving me bad.
Like, I write you a letter and be like, did you see this shit?
Like, this is like when I was in uni and my professor made us all buy his collection of poetry.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
happens
that's
a lot.
Bullshit.
No. Cool, so that sucks. And then we get to school and we see Lockhart's teaching methods. And again, the tests are all about himself.
Yeah.
And his favourite colour and, like, what hair product he uses.
That fucking first quiz that's all about him, I'm like, this class is a write-off. Yeah. All year I'm not going to learn shit, and that makes me furious.
I learned more last year from the guy who turned out to be...
Possessed?
And he's dead?
Yeah, he got killed by Harry, I guess.
Who knows?
I go to Flitwick and rant to him. We share chocolate. And we are, I'm like, what? He's just like, you must persevere. It's okay.
Yeah. I hang out with Professor Sprout. I'm happy I have herbology at least.
I imagine I put in a formal complaint to McGonagall and like everything about what she says is that my complaint's been registered but no action will take place, but I can see like the little the person screaming inside of her to be like, I know, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she has to be vice headmistress or whatever she is.
I think that happens to each in our own ways with our own like head of houses. They're like, yes, we know, we're trying.
It's a shame no one's in Slytherin because Snape would be like, don't worry, I'm going to murder her.
What about the Cornish Pixies thing? How's that for us?
I imagine we are part of the group of students who immediately runs out of the classroom and escapes.
And I think we know how to handle it, but we're like, it's not our responsibility. We're just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, we know this.
I would already be sitting at the back of class so I can doodle in my little parchment, I guess.
Read my own books and do my own education.
Yeah. So we'd be closest to the door.
Yeah.
The first out, some might say, closing the door behind us.
I make a note to self being like, this guy's gonna bring in weird shit and release it in class. Potentially.
I think, like, as soon as the pixies are loose, there's a moment of panic, and then Neville gets lifted up, and then it's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done.
Washing your hands of this.
Yeah. Halloween. So we're coming back from a Halloween feast. Dan, that was good. I loved having all those lollies. That was so much fun.
There were so many bats in that room. Do you see how many bats there were?
Yeah, thousands of bats.
Thousands of bats.
It felt weird to eat a chocolate bat in front of a bat.
We're walking down the corridor and we're all walking in the same direction, and then we encounter some blood written on the wall and a dead cat hanging from the fucking torch, and it's bad, and it says that the Chamber of Secrets has been opened, and it's real no good. And guess who is in the middle of that?
Standing in the water.
There with his two fuckwit friends.
Of course it is.
The second we get back to the dormitory after this, I'm going to be like, Hermione, you need to stop hanging out with this guy. Like, I let it slide last year when we were 11, but now that we're 12...
We're nearly teenagers.
Also, Lockhart's not going to teach... I know you've got a crush on him. Lockhart's not going to teach us anything. I need you to teach me.
Hermione's help. Like, I don't have a crush on him.
Shut up.
It's so obvious.
It's Hermione, I'm here in this dormitory with you, Lavender and Poverty... They're a lost cause. And an unnamed fifth girl that I don't know. You and me have got to be, like, we've got to have each other's backs in this. We're trying to get good grades.
Oh, that means I'm with Justin. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
No,
so,
you're not with Justin.
All
right. Isn't Justin in Hufflepuff?
No, he's Ravenclaw, isn't he?
Ooh.
Oh,
dear. We've got a difference of opinion. We'll have to take it to the judge. I think he's a Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Because he's in with Ernie McMillan. Because Ernie McMillan's got shit to say about him.
I swear that he's fucked up the uniforms in the movie.
You've got, fucking... What's his name? Terry Boot?
Yeah, you've got Terry Boot.
Fucking... There's a guy, Goldstein's. Someone
Anthony Goldstein.
You
would be in with Hannah Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
And
Susan Bones.
Yeah.
They're my besties.
Yeah.
Except for you guys, I guess. I guess we all live in the same street. That's
except for your sister and boyfriend.
No, I'm angling for Hannah Abbott.
You got a chance to upgrade.
Oh my god, I have feelings.
Steal Neville's woman.
There we go.
Fuck. Yeah, me, I guess Susan and Hannah are just like, that was wild, and then all go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, I'm probably trying to get the full story out of Hermione, and she's telling me about a ghost party, and I'm like, I'm not interested in this. I've got to get back to studying. It's the only thing I care about.
I guess Terry Boot goes to bed, and I'm again just like, angry, and like, planning the next day, I'm like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, unfortunately that wasn't a singular event. We've now got a general atmosphere of paranoia and fear, while we all... freak out over what enemies of the air beware in blood on the wall might mean.
Yeah, like, the weird homeless guy that Dumbledore uses as a slave to clean the school is angry because he's casting.
Yeah, I feel like we're all constantly getting, like, berated in the halls as we walk from place to place, just in case we were the ones who attacked the cat.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Professor Binns' class in History of Magic, where, is it Hermione who asks?
Hermione who asks the question.
Yep.
About the heir of Slytherin.
Normally, I would say that this is a disruption of class, but I've publicly stated before that I can't listen to Mr. Binns. He puts me to sleep. So I feel like I'm coasting by in this class on Hermione's notes.
Mm-hmm.
So this might actually be the only class where I ever learn anything from Mr. Binns.
Yeah, I think this is the class that I've kind of written off, so I'm probably doing work for other class. Like, I'm doing extra charms readings. I'm, like, drawing my botanical drawings for
Herbology. Yeah, this is my chance to get extra credit in other subjects that's going to make up for my F in history, because who cares about history of magic?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, as a studious Ravenclaw, like, I can't listen to Professor Binns, but I'm, like, highlighting each chapter of History of Magic as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, you're working your way through the textbook, self-study.
I'm relying on your textbook.
Yeah, you can.
cool. So I guess we learn about the Air Slytherin.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to be in Slytherin, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I definitely feel like we're all suspicious of the Slytherins now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's good that none of us are in Slytherin. The class full of evil people. The house full of evil people.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, we're good people.
But I'm like, I was like, what's up with that? Like, why is it like an open secret that they're all evil?
Yeah. Why is it just the racist house? Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Quidditch. Is it Slytherin versus... Yeah, Slytherin versus Gryffindor.
It is, because Malfoy on the room on the team.
Yeah. So, I don't have much investment beyond the fact that I guess I don't want Slytherin to win. So when Harry starts getting attacked by a cursed bludger, I'm like, ooh.
But I also, don't
like,
know.
This is such a Harry move. Like,
why is it always about him? Everything.
Yeah.
Always about him.
Yeah, I don't go.
You're not there.
You don't go to the Quidditch
matches. I don't go. I don't care.
I go because Susan and Hannah are going, and I like to hang out with them.
I probably go because, like, I know a few people on the team. Like, I'm not close with anyone, but you can't be in Gryffindor House and not know of Fred and George, the only other people who are ever in the spotlight along with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I'm not, like, super invested in the team, but I do want them to win, and I especially want them to beat Slytherin.
Mm-hmm.
So, first match of the year, I'll make an appearance. Mm-hmm. And then I get to watch a 12-year-old boy get attacked by an evil cannonball. So that's exciting. And he gets fucking decimated by that thing.
Yeah, but then Hermione runs out onto the field and fucking blasts it with the spell.
Yeah, Hermione explodes it. That's wild.
Yeah.
Teach me that spell, Hermione. I would like to explode things.
Yeah, but also, you told her to stay away from this boy. I know. She just won't.
You just won't listen.
Oh, well. First attack, Colin Creevy. Do we know him?
He's in Gryffindor. I would know him as the kid with the
camera.
Yeah. But I'm not talking to him because I've got no time for anyone below me.
No, I'm not interested in him at all. So.
No, I do not care.
It's like scary that some kid was attacked though. Like some kid that seemingly seems harmless, maybe a bit annoying, but like.
I don't like that it was like a first year in my house. That's really scary.
Yeah.
That's too close to home. That could have been me.
We'd all know that he's a Muggleborn, so this feels very gross.
I'm going to be like, what, he's like frozen?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the library.
Did we get details on why he, or how he was attacked? Like, do we know that he was petrified? Or
I think we definitely know he was petrified, because everyone knows they're petrified and we're waiting on the mandrakes.
Right.
Because it's impossible to get fully grown mandrakes shipped to the school. It just can't happen.
Yeah.
So at least we know he's not dead, but it's still very scary to think, like, any of us could be popped into stasis for God knows how long.
I'm definitely like, that's weird. I'm going to research that a bit more to find anything.
Yeah. And I feel like we all know the chamber was opened 50 years ago and someone died.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, I feel like after the Professor Binns lesson, I wrote to, like, my parent, like, the wizard parent. I'm like, do you know anything about this at all? Yeah.
I'm, like, more concerned as to, like, what kind of spell or curse petrifies someone like that beyond like a Petrificus Totalis, but you can't undo this. So I'd be like,
were you in the library with me?
Because
I'm like researching.
Yeah, I'd be researching. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Because we know that Salazar Slytherin supposedly has some sort of monster.
So I guess because we're so afraid, we're not focusing on our studies and we're doing our own extra study into the Chamber of Secrets. So this is definitely taking away from our schoolwork.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is like, I'm like full stressing.
Starting to drop into B's and C's.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like we're firmly in B heading towards C.
I'm floating on B just because I night study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually going to collapse from exhaustion.
Yeah, I will.
In potions, when I'm like slowly trying to drift off to sleep because maybe I've like been staying up all night reading about monsters. There's suddenly a firework and I piss myself.
Yeah.
I have to excuse myself to clean up the piss that I have just done.
I think it's a swelling solution that gets exploded and suddenly we all have like grotesquely swollen body parts.
Yeah. Upsetting.
Awful. I hate this.
Yeah, I'm very mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. My ear is on the ground now because it's bigger than my entire body.
Yeah, I've got a giant hand that I have to drag across the stone floor out of the room. Awful.
I can hear so much.
Do you hear the monster?
No, I hear the screams of the class echoing throughout my massive eardrum. Mm.
Yeah. And then we have to make the incredibly laborious climb out of the dungeons and then up 7 flights of stairs to the hospital wing, which is on the top floor of the castle.
I'm assuming your giant hand has my giant ear placed in it so you can drag me along.
Awful.
Bad.
Then we go to Dueling Club, and I think we're all really excited to learn some self-defense techniques, and then Lockhart walks into the room, and it's like, fuck this, put my wand away, I'm not learning anything from this man. But then Snape comes in, and he's a very scary person, and not a good teacher, because he just puts instructions on the board and then lets us go. But he does seem like he knows his shit. Like, I reckon he could kill a man, so
and
maybe
also,
we'll learn something.
We get to see him take on, like, Lockhart, which is very funny.
Yeah, that's maybe the highlight of my life up until this point.
I drew another animation of that, of Lockhart eating shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
and then we smuggle it into Lockhart's classroom, and he probably signs it.
Yeah.
Because he's got no self-awareness. Yeah.
So that's funny, but we probably don't learn much from dueling, do we?
No.
Like,
we watch a duel where Lockhart gets decimated, that's great. Then we get split off into pairs and start dueling each other.
Yeah.
So we don't really get taught how to duel, we just get split off into pairs and attack each other.
We're sending sparks at each other, essentially. Doing Lumos, Jelly Legs, Jinx.
Alhamora, I know all of them.
I have a book at my feet being like, there's this one we could try.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying it.
And it's just like...
You're getting cop one in the back of the head while you're bending down to read your books.
And I'm like crossing out, making notes in the margins.
I'm just casting Lumos at people, but like really close to their face. So like, imagine we start in dueling position like 3 meters apart, and before they lift their wand, I run up to them and just go Lumos like right in their eyes.
I think I've got a great strategy because I'm a Gryffindor, so I'm going to be like, hey, what's that over there? And then when they turn, I'm going to grab their wand out of their hand and be like, gotcha, motherfucker. Now what?
Yeah.
So that's fun, but I don't think we learn very much.
No. And then we get to watch Harry and Malfoy duel. Once again, everything is about this fucking boy. And then for some reason, Malfoy summons a snake and Harry tries to make the snake attack Justin...
Finch Fletchley,
whose name I always fuck up and can't remember. I'm just going to call him Justin. And, like, that's terrifying.
Yeah. And also, like... Way to go for the, like, maybe the only Muggleborn in my grade and in my dorm.
I'm like, wow, he really is a devil child.
Yeah. And so now everyone's like, oh, he was speaking Parseltongue, the evil language of evil snake people. And he's definitely the heir of Slytherin.
Oh, Ernie McMillan has a whole theory that he's related to me in the dormitory. And I've told you guys about it as well.
Yeah, I don't like Ernie because he seems like a self-righteous piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a...
But I also don't like Harry.
Ernie's real self-righteous, but he's not wrong about what he's saying about Harry. Like, 100% Justin had a conversation with Harry saying that he was going to go to Eton, so Harry knew that he was a Muggleborn.
Mm.
Like...
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's the heir of Slytherin, and I've never met a more Gryffindor person in my life. Like, he's all a hero boy, and he's a Quidditch star, and he's dumb as shit.
He's got rocks for brains. I don't really see him being malicious. I just see him, like, doing things by accident,
but then
always
again,
wanting attention.
Crab and Goyle have rocks for brains, too. Like, you don't
That's
have
true.
To be clever.
You don't have to be clever, you just have to be evil and racist.
Yeah.
How many times has someone you know turn out to be a secret racist? This is the Wizarding World, so it happens constantly.
And he's rich, too. That's not
But I feel like Crab and Goyle are just... dumb and like ignorant, but also like have an itch to fight.
And then, like, not long after Dueling Club, it turns out Justin Finch Fletchley gets petrified, and like nearly Headless Nick as well is also damaged. Like, we don't know what happens to him.
He's like dead, but he was already dead, so he's double dead.
Like, I asked Ernie about it because Ernie had to use a giant fan to blow him away. And he said that he was, like, just sort of still and steaming for a while. Like,
Like that.
Yeah.
I heard he was kind of, like, black.
Like, he was burned out from the inside, but he can't die. He's a ghost.
Yeah, I am now obsessively researching things that can harm ghosts.
Yeah.
What are ghosts?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll listen to this podcast episode and that'll clear it up.
Yeah, we're, like, in the library as close to the restricted section as we can get. Like, looking at the weirdest books we can get without going.
I'm very upset that Justin's been petrified, because this is a kid that I know and see maybe every day.
Yeah, it's scary. We all have classes with him.
That's
really scary. It's also very scary that, like, he pissed off Harry and then got attacked. So, I'm convinced. Harry's there, Slytherin.
I'm avoiding Harry like the plague.
Yeah, don't want to be near him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in the midst of all of this, it's time to celebrate Valentine's Day for some godforsaken reason.
I send a Valentine's Day card to my prefect, Cedric Diggory. But I make it anonymous, and I think he gets lots of cards like that from the girls.
Oh my god.
I make a card that's animation, and I give it to Hannah.
Hannah's very stoked about it. She puts it on her bedside table.
Yes.
I'm probably going to send one to Katie Bell, actually. She's only a year older than me, and she's like a Quidditch girl.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's actually maybe possible.
I like the idea that we're all, like, sort of chuffed that, like, our cards went, and even if it's anonymous, we're sort of very happy, and then we come out and we see the little dwarf goblin guy.
Oh, no.
We see the incident.
Yes, yeah. We see a dwarf goblin man, like, crash tackle and sit on Harry Potter and then sing him a loud song. And it's like, actually, this is maybe the worst thing.
Yeah. And also, I'm thinking, this dwarf goblin man, he's next. He's going to end up petrified.
Yeah.
Like, did someone tell him before he came
in? Yeah.
Also, like, we've become so distracted. We haven't even mentioned class. We've got nothing done in class.
Yeah.
We're so
D's.
Distracted.
I'm getting D's now.
Yeah, we're in D territory.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in that city.
Because I'm getting D's, I'm probably panicking and going to the library, so I don't care about this Quidditch match at all.
No,
yeah,
I don't think
none of us are at the third Quidditch match.
So if we're at the library...
Yeah, we see Hermione come in and, like, Eureka and tear some shit out of a book and then go running out into the corridor.
With Penelope Clearwater.
No, Penelope's already out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she gives Penelope Clearwater a mirror? Do we see that?
No, because we're in the library, we're studying. It wouldn't be until the crowds of people start coming in. Or maybe there's a commotion when the two of them are found in the corridor.
Right.
That we realise what's going on.
I like to idea, like, a run to the book and the page is missing. I'm like, what the f-?
Yeah.
It's like, so I guess I'm taking that book.
This is a book of creatures? Of snakes, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, potentially. But it's just, like, the information is just not there for us. We're like, it is clearly, like, annoying because we're like, this could be something and it's gone.
Yeah.
But
this is so clearly something.
If we saw Hermione rip out a page and we have this book, we're probably going to Madame Pince and being like, we saw Hermione rip and, like, you can barely get the sentence out before Madame Pince, like, screams and
Hicks
grabs this book out of my hands and runs off with it. So that's it.
Yeah, we just don't know.
But we know Hermione had a page on her, but would we mention it to anyone?
Yeah.
I think maybe I would try and mention it to Professor McGonagall, like, that I saw Hermione right before the attack, because McGonagall's my head of house, Hermione's my friend and someone in my class. I would definitely mention it to her.
Totally.
Yeah. Would we remember that she took a page from a book? I would probably remember that because I would think that was weird.
Yeah,
because
it would be
weird.
And
feels notable.
Yeah, and we've been researching a lot and we see her in the library all the time.
I've probably been pretty concerned about Hermione because she spends a lot of time with Harry Potter, maniac, and she's muggle-born.
We would have maybe potentially overheard them in the library when they were talking about polyjuice potions.
Maybe. I've probably been keeping more of a close eye on Hermione than usual.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have heard, because we weren't in the library at that time, because we were doing bad in our classes at that time.
True,
would have missed the polyjuice potion stuff. Okay, so we probably don't mention to anyone that Hermione ripped a page out of a book, I guess. Like, it's kind of bad taste. She's injured now. Don't want to get her in trouble.
That's true.
Cool. But that's pretty concerning. Do you visit her in hospital?
We can't, because we're under constant supervision now.
Right,
we're being escorted between classes and, like, to meals, and then we have to spend all of our other time in the dormitory. I don't think we're even allowed in the library anymore. Because they were attacked right outside the library. We're definitely not allowed in the library.
Yeah, no, we're not allowed. So, I guess for studying purposes, it kind of allows us to focus a bit.
I don't know, because all of the students are now in the dormitory. They are crowded, busy places, and everybody is stressed and scared.
I just want to be in my room.
Yeah, I would just be in the dormitory, but, like, the emptiness of Hermione's bed is, like, a constant distraction.
That's true for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm stressed and upset. I'm not getting anything done.
I'm not getting much done, too, because I think a lot of the Hufflepuffs are worried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about you, too.
Dumbledore leaves the school. That makes me even more worried.
I'm so scared. Where is he?
I'm writing to my parents. I'm just like, what is going on?
I'm like, come get me. I'm scared.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Hagrid's gone as well, but I don't know about him.
Yeah.
Then we hear that there's a fourth attack and someone's been kidnapped. Do we know it's Ginny Weasley? Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
No, we would just know that a student has been kidnapped and is presumed dead.
And now it's time to go home. So I'm piling on that train. I probably already got my bags packed. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not staying around.
There's no exams this year, but I feel like if there was exams, F.
Oh, yeah, F's.
This was F's.
Yeah.
This is a bad, bad year.
But they cleared us the go.
Mm-hmm. Did we hear much about what happened with the Chamber of Secrets, or not really?
Not really. Yeah. Like, we all get brought back to school, and there's a big celebration feast, and we win the House Cup again, so, like, everything worked out, and nobody died, I guess. Great. It doesn't really matter, though.
I guess it's a testament to, how tough this year was, and I don't even care that Gryffindor won the House Cup again for a second time.
Neither do I.
I'm just happy that everyone's alive, and we're eating food together.
It's a big, big relief to see Hermione unpetrified, and everybody else unpetrified.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully next year's not so bad.
Surprise! There's a murderer on the loose.
1993.
The entire Wizarding World is a buzz. I imagine most, if not all, of our parents are like, I've been changed from my regular ministry job to murderer hunting. And I'm like, that's really scary, mum and or dad.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's odd. They give us, really clear instruction descriptions. I'm just like, I'm just trying to study, make up for last year.
There's no going out in the streets, no going anywhere after dark, no going anywhere unaccompanied. Yeah. And it's like, watch every face in case it's Sirius Black.
Yeah.
I'm like, would I just once be able to live under a constant threat of fear and death and violence?
Yeah, so I guess I'm not really leaving my room much that summer.
My dad's teaching me defensive magic, without letting me use spells. Or maybe he can, because it's a house order wizard.
He's chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to make up for all the studying we missed last year, but already we're falling behind on next year.
Yeah, it's expanding through. It's, getting harder and harder.
Time to catch the train to Hogwarts, though. And then suddenly, the train stops and we're like, what?
Oh, and suddenly I'm reliving all of my worst memories.
And then we see a Dementor fly down the corridor past us. It doesn't stop in our carriage, but it's flying around. And we're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck
is that? My dad told me about those. What the fuck are they doing here?
A Dementor. I hate this. This is really, really scary. Awful.
Yeah.
We see Malfoy run past.
Yeah, terrified.
That's pretty funny.
I just close the curtains in the cabin and all
cuddled together for warmth.
Yeah, I got my toad cuddling the toad.
This is bad.
Yeah. This is not a good sign. We get to Hogwarts. Oh, those horrible monsters that scared you all to death. They're going to be surrounding the school all year. Perfect. To keep us safe.
Great, I feel safe.
Yeah, and now we've got two new teachers. This, shabby robed guy who looks a bit crazy. And Hagrid, the groundskeeper. Great.
Oh, great. I can feel my education. I can just, see my future tests coming back with just Fs on.
Yeah, in my head, automatically, the big A that's glowing there in the back of my mind,
it's crumbled like rocks into F. Yeah.
It's just turned into a B. I'm like, that's the highest I can aim for under these conditions.
Yeah.
Oh, well, time to go to, divination class. I've heard this can be maybe kind of cool, see in the future and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like a joke. We're making each other tea and trying to interpret the leaves, and then she's like, one of you's gonna die, and it's gonna be Harry Potter, the world's most special boy.
And I'm kind of secretly maybe that would improve my time.
Yeah.
I'm just visually like this. I do not care.
Fingers crossed, hands together, praying for it. I'm like, yeah, actually, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But, I would like it if nobody died.
Yeah. And then, if we go to Care of Magical Creatures, then we see someone almost die.
Yeah, then there's a wild animal attack on a student in our year. It's Malfoy, so I'm not too upset, but I'm a little bit upset. That could have been me.
And then
someone more important.
But it's clearly Malfoy's fault, so I'm like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
He asked for that. He shouldn't go sauntering up to a hippogriff without...
Yeah. I've got no pity for him, but... No. The important thing is, because of Malfoy's foolishness, now we're not learning about any creatures other than these disgusting worms.
Yeah. That eat the cabbage, and then when the creatures die, they get fried into fritters, and we eat them in the Great Hall. It's like a real sort of symbol for how my life is going at the moment, where it's like, I just feel like this bloated, dumb worm that does nothing and contributes nothing.
Yeah.
And then it gets fed bullshit all its life and then it dies and gets served up for the rest of it.
Yeah, because of this terrible boy.
I'm definitely... I've written off divination. I don't think I'm going to learn anything from that crackpot.
I hate that class.
And now I've written off care of magical creatures. I'm not learning anything this class either.
I'm just like, let's just do a study session with the textbook only.
Yeah. I do not need to take care of a worm. A worm will take care of itself or die on its own. It's got nothing to do with me.
And then we have Defense Against the Dark Arts. And the teacher's good. Like, he's got a good energy.
Yeah. I like him.
I like that he stands up for the students and against peeves. That's
yeah, he shows us how to get rid of peeves. Maybe the most useful thing I've ever learned at this school.
Yeah, but then something dramatic happens.
And then we're taken into a room where we first of all have to see Snape. That's terrible. And then a Boggart is in a cupboard and we all, as a class, have to confront our greatest fear in front of each other.
Yeah, unpleasant.
Not good.
I am not keen for when the skin-peeling mannequin comes to life and comes at me in the class and I have to turn it into something good.
I feel very embarrassed at the goose walking towards me and everyone laughing at me.
I feel such shame when my parents are like, we don't like you and we disown you.
Because
they hold up all my F report cards.
But quickly, you can put them in Snape's clothes or whatever. That'll fix it. That'll make it all okay. So that was a pretty awful class.
I mean, I feel really embarrassed, but I did learn something. I did learn ridiculous, so I know how to get rid of a Boggart. Like, it was embarrassing and it was probably not the best, but I did learn.
Also, this is the Slytherin in me speaking out, but I learned a lot of shit about my fellow classmates.
It's true.
And, like, that's maybe more useful than any ridiculous spell could ever be.
Yeah. And, like, Lupin, like, proves to continue being a good teacher throughout the rest of the year. Like, we learn a lot about,
like Lupin
all the different creatures and all the defense and stuff, so that's good.
It's kind of like this is making up for care of magical creatures. I'm learning defense against magical creatures. Not learning a lot of spells, but I learned some, I guess.
Yeah, between that and, like, extra study, it's worthwhile.
Yeah, this is probably the best defense education we've ever had, so that's good. Yeah.
But the fact that I've written off some other classes means I can have more fun to go to Hogsmeade weekends, which is fun.
And we do have a lovely Hogsmeade weekend, but then when we get back, I am met with the very confronting realization that the fat lady has been attacked by Sirius Black with a knife. He went after a portrait.
What?
Because he's crazy. Like, only a crazy person would do that.
And he's in the castle now. Like, he's at school. That's not good.
So, all of the students have to be taken to the Great Hall. We have a big sleepover there together while the castle is searched. This is the scariest thing that's happened since we were getting attacks and petrifications in the halls.
This
feels bad. This is, like, stressing me out. I moved my sleeping bag next to Hannah Rappin.
And then we immediately kill the vibe by joining you because we're scared.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I try and have my sleeping bag kind of near enough to Cedric Diggory to see what he wears to sleep. But he's just, like, in normal clothes.
You're, like, hoping for, like, shirtless with shorts, but unfortunately he's got, like, a full set of pajamas.
A nutcap.
Oh, man. That kind of lightens the mood, but then I remember there's a murder in the castle. Like,
yeah.
I don't sleep that night. I just have, like, the covers drawn to my neck and my eyes wide looking around.
I feel like it would be very scary and stressful, and then the 1,000 students in a small space having a massive sleepover energy would take over and it would become fun.
It would be, fun.
That's true.
Yeah, but not, like, we're getting no sleep. Like, nobody's sleeping there.
No, night. I do night reading.
Yeah, it's all gossiping and talking and laughing and this teacher's being like, shut up and go to sleep, and then we don't.
Let's go back to class, though. Lupin is off on sabbatical or something like that, on a sick day. Snape takes over the class, which is real bad because I don't like his teaching methods. But he only talks about werewolves. Like, he skips all the chapters we're meant to be looking at about, like, red caps and hinky punks and just goes straight to werewolves, and we have to write a whole essay on werewolves. So I do that, and he's got some weird opinions and stuff like that, and I do this essay and then I submit it back to Lupin, and Lupin's like, yeah, this is important. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, actually, you didn't have to do this.
And I'm like, cool.
Can't I save this for, like, when we do cover werewolves at the end of the year?
And he's like, no, we'll never talk about werewolves.
And I'm like, what? But I did all that research.
I'm very angry.
Yeah.
I'm starting to turn on Lupin.
maybe you shouldn't have been sick. Maybe this is your fault. No, it's not. It's firmly Snape's fault.
Yeah. Quidditch match. I wonder if I even go. It's Hufflepuff, so I do go because I'm supporting my team.
I'll go as well because I'm supporting my team.
Yeah, I'm supporting Cedric Diggory. I want him to win.
I go to support you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here to support Gryffindor, and then I watch Katie Bell walk past.
I imagine you're going with Hannah, like, on a date.
Sure.
And once again, we sit down in the middle of the two of you.
Like, when you're on either side of both of us, so Hannah and I are still in the middle, but we're like, oh, God.
Me and Susan think it's very cute that you and Hannah are going together.
I'm oblivious, like all Gryffindors.
Gryffindor, fuck yeah.
Then Dementors come onto the field and Harry falls thousands of feet from his broom.
Dumbledore does save him, but it's very scary.
It's very scary, but as soon as I learn Harry's alive, I'm like, oh cool, Hufflepuff's gonna keep getting those points. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited.
And then I do have a very sad rest of the match as my team gets fucking annihilated until your fool of a Seeker finally gets the snitch.
And I'm so happy. It's been years in the making.
I'm very happy.
I am happy for Cedric. Like, it's good that somebody other than Harry got the snitch. But it's sad for my team and my house.
Wow. Do we go to that other Quidditch match where Slytherin go and pretend to be Dementors? I imagine so, probably. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, I think it's just, this is kind of a stressful year, and it's good to go to Quidditch and get away from it all.
It's not like last year's stress, it's a different type of stress.
We see Harry kind of cast a Patronus, not a fully fledged one, but like...
Yeah, and Malfoy gets decimated. That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
Then I have a stressful night when there's screaming from the boys' dormitory, and Sirius Black was in my house. He was in Gryffindor house, and he attacked Ron Weasley with a knife.
Yeah, fucked.
Yeah, and once again, it's sleepover time in the Great Hall because he was in my house.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Hey, don't like that.
Hey, how many times have you been asleep and there's been a murderer in another room in your house? I'm maybe never going to sleep again.
Yeah,
we console you for a while.
Yeah, I'm having a bad night. You guys have to be there for me.
Yeah,
I
maybe
try and like sneak you into the Hufflepuff common room, but you get blasted by vinegar. Oh.
Is it worth it if I get in? Can I go through the vinegar?
I draw you several funny drawings that are animated and try to make you laugh.
I love your drawing ability. It's really coming along. You're getting better.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. Divination. Hermione has an outburst.
Quits the class. Good for her. Well done.
Agreed.
Yeah. She's been stressed and weirdly missing for long periods of time this year.
Yeah. And I'm was basically called like an old withered crone by the teacher. Like, I was like, what? That was fucked up.
That was wild.
I'm like, once I notice that she leaves, I'm like, I just leave as well. Yeah. I'm just like cool, actually, we can leave.
Actually, yeah, I didn't know we could quit classes. Yeah, I'm quitting this and Care of Magical Creatures. Yeah, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Time I could be used to focus on other classes.
Time to wag.
Like arithmancy, I guess.
Exams happen, there's no disruptions. I'm going to say I do maybe C. I don't think I did very well at school this year.
Yeah.
I wrote a lot of classes off because of the bad teaching or the bad subject matter.
Yeah, I was very stressed about Sirius Black. Actually, I was more stressed than you. I'm calling it a D.
I was pretty removed, so I'm probably pretty stunning pretty much. So B plus, same on this. Yeah, I made it work.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Alright, and that's all that happens. Lupin is a werewolf, though, and resigns in disgrace.
That's a scary thing to learn. He shouldn't be around children. He's a werewolf.
Instantly, I'm like, Snape knew.
Snape.
That was that whole thing.
And he didn't say shit, the coward.
I'm like, Snape is more than just a mean teacher. He's an asshole.
Yeah. But it turns out that Umbridge is about to pass some laws, which means it's impossible for werewolves to work with children. That's a good thing, I guess.
Are we sort of racist, too?
I'm just scared. Yeah. I've had a scary year.
Yeah, true.
Goblet of Fire. So it's 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Are we rich enough to go to the World Cup?
I would say yes, but I don't want to.
I'm not particularly fast. I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, neither. I'm just like, I just need some time to relax, peace, study.
Yeah, get ready. Because I know that ours are next year. Like, it's a whole year away, but I'm like, really
bad. But like we've fallen behind.
Like,
I've
gone
went
from
bad
like
last
A
year.
To F to C. Like I need to fucking.
Like I went by, but I'm still like I'm very much still stressed.
Yeah,
Ravenclaw
yeah.
means
like,
it's like,
I'm like I would really love no attacks, no murderers this year.
No dramatics. Let's just sit down, do the work, have our exams. Like please, nothing crazy.
Newspaper dark market. The Quidditch World Cup. People attacked. a death, maybe.
Great.
I feel like I read the newspaper, like my parents read it first, obviously, and then run out of the house to do things, and then I just throw it in the fire, and I'm
no, not for me.
Along with my future.
There goes another year down the drain. I can just feel that this is, like, the start. I'm just like, yeah, here we go.
Here we go. It's gonna be worse.
And wasn't there the reports of Harry Potter in the newspaper as well?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, as soon as I read the words Harry Potter, that's when I throw the newspaper into the fire.
Like, oh, God. I can't wait to get to school and shake the story out of Hermione.
I cut out the clipping that mentions Harry Potter and I put it in my Harry Potter burn book.
This is the nastiest bitch I have ever met. Do not trust her. She is a fugly slut. I love that.
Perfect. Yeah. I love that you just both knew it off my heart.
Yeah.
So when we get to school, there's a massive announcement. This year, Hogwarts is going to be hosting the Triwizard Tournament. And I'm like, oh my god, can I not have 1 year?
With the frizz? No way!
Sports again?
Like, it's kind of exciting because it's like once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see the foreign schools, Beauxbatons and Durham School.
Cultural exchange.
Really cool. But I'm like, oh, I know it's going to be exciting and cool, but I'm like, oh, I just wanted to do really well in my exams. And I'm going to be so distracted.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I feel like I'm like, look, here's the best thing about this. It's not happening next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's we can find, we're going to be able to focus during our owl year.
Exactly,
yes,
right.
That's so true.
Yeah, this is our last kind of fun year before we have to really buckle down. So it's good that it's happening now.
Exactly.
That's true. Carry magical creatures instead of flopper worms. Now they're just worms that breathe fire. Now I feel even worse.
It's just
over time. Yeah, they're gonna like grow scorpion stings and heavy armor, and they've got no face. I'm like, I'm glad I dropped this class in third year. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, we go to Defense Against the Dark Arts, and again we have a wild card teacher.
Yeah.
Upsetting.
He's very intense, but he is focused and good. Like, we learn shit in this first class. It's confronting, terrifying shit, but we learned it.
I'm like, oh my god, yes, finally.
Yeah.
I guess, like, hey. I'm starting to think, like, I guess this is because of what happened at the Quidditch World Cup. Like, maybe, stuff's getting...
Yeah.
Like, he's just trying to prepare us for things.
Hey, like, having the Imperius Curse cast on me is, like, maybe one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. But, like... I really learned stuff in that class.
Yeah.
I guess around this time, too, we're probably hearing about people in our houses that are going to be applying for the Triwizard, like, tournament. So I'm, like, super excited to learn that Cedric's going to be entering. I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
I learned that. I'm, like, full support for Cedric.
Yes,
Yeah, I know there's a couple of, like, the people from the Quidditch team, like, are joining, so I'm like, okay, I know some of the names. No, Katie's too young, but Angelina's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because isn't, like, Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff fully behind Cedric? They're all, like, together on that, so
yeah,
I think we're just, like, united.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna have a fight later in this year.
The foreign visitors arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting. We get to see a cool ship emerge from the water.
Yeah.
We get to see a carriage pulled by Abraxan.
Yeah, we get out of potions class, so grades are slipping again.
Grades are slipping again, but it is potions class, so...
Yeah.
I'm not too bummed.
Yeah, and it was... We were going to learn about poisons, and Snape was saying he might poison some people of the class. Possibly me, because I'm in Gryffindor.
So, I just look at the poisons notes in my textbook.
Yeah. So, look, I'm glad that I didn't have to maybe prepare an antidote to save my life. Actually, this is kind of a good thing.
It's good.
I'm probably annoyed because McGonagall tells me to remove something ridiculous from my hair.
Yeah.
Similar to policy.
Yeah. I'm probably like, look, it's good that my head of house is also the vice headmistress because she's so distracted with all the other houses that we're not getting as much attention on us.
McGonagall was probably like to me, like with Harry, comb your hair because my hair is wild.
Yes.
I probably have like color changing eyeshadow or something on that she asked me to scrub off, and I'm like, oh, that's annoying.
And if you don't, she scrubs it off with magic, and it's awful. My eyes are burning.
Yeah, so I feel bad about that. But then Hannah's like, I like your hair. And I'm like,
yes. So we're getting nothing. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
And then it's like, it's time for a welcome feast for the guests. And then the next day is Halloween, and there's all the excitement of people trying to put their names in. Then it's the Halloween feast. And then the announcement of the champions. It's Cedric Diggory and Harry Potter.
I'm so stoked when Cedric's name's called that I barely even notice Harry's name being called. I'm like, sorry, what? What's going on? Yeah.
And then it's like, hush.
Oh, okay. I think maybe we lock eyes across the hall and it's like, oh.
Things are going to go bad. Like, I instantly see those Fs. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the big illuminated B in my brain is like, oh no, we're heading down to E, F. Range. Nothing's happening this year.
I'm furiously scribbling my next drawing.
Drawing of Harry getting decapitated.
Yeah.
And then I'm super annoyed because all anyone is talking about is Harry. And I'm like, hold on, Cedric. Oh, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Remember the our Hufflepuff boy? Champion?
Yeah.
So I'm instantly like, fuck Harry Potter.
I'm just like, I don't hate Harry. There was a massive party in Gryffindor House, so nobody slept, so I didn't like that. But I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's kind of like a Quidditch star. He's done all this stuff in the past. I reckon he's going to do pretty good in this tournament.
But how the fuck did he get his name?
Yeah,
he's I know. He's
of
just
all the
special.
Kids, of course.
Yeah, of course. He's like, insert himself into every
situation. Yeah, he probably just had an older kid put it in for him. That's what I would have done.
He sucks.
Well, okay. So obviously, apart from Ravenclaw and Slytherin, are all anti-Gryffindor at the moment.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Anti-Harry especially.
So there's the Potter Stinks badges going around, but also there's my drawings going around.
Your fucking web zine.
Yeah.
No, not web zine, just zine.
Yeah, my little zine. Yeah.
Oh my god. What else happens? The inaccurate article comes out.
Yeah.
Everyone's reading that out in class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is great.
this is very
funny.
Our classes are cancelled for the first task. We get to watch everybody fight a dragon. Cedric gets injured, so that's pretty upsetting for you.
Yeah.
But Harry fucking slays on his broom, so it's great for me.
Yeah. I'm like, annoyed that Harry did so well, but also, like, it was kind of scary. Like, that was a Ravenclaw hotel. He's like a tiny boy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he didn't die. But I'm like, oh, that's annoying.
Then there's another Gryffindor party that lasts all night. So I also do really badly in my classes on Wednesday because I've gotten no sleep. I'm losing a lot of sleep this year for parties.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
But there is the announcement of the Yule Ball, and I was kind of like, oh, actually, I was kind of thinking about going home for Christmas to have more time to study, but now there's the Yule Ball. So we're all staying for Christmas.
But will we even be able to go? Because only... Can Harry's year go?
Harry's year goes,
right, thank God. So
I'm like, actually, it's good that he's in the tournament. You guys should take back everything you said.
Maybe not.
There's a rift in our friendship this year.
I don't even bother studying. I'm only interested in what my hair's going to be like, what I'm going to wear, what makeup I'm going to do for, like, the next month.
Double time and a half study and prepare to ask out Hannah and prepare everything.
I bet you make, like, a corsage and everything.
I make everything. Like, you don't see me sleep right. My eyes are, like, fully bloodshot until, like, the 2 days before I'm like, I need to ask that Hannah, so I rest for 16 hours and clean myself up.
I go with Susan.
Go into the fucking Odin sleep.
Yeah. Like, don't talk to me.
I imagine that Ernie and Justin would go together as boyfriends, so I go with Susan as besties.
Yeah, I'm like, do I work up the energy to ask Katie Bell? No, it doesn't happen. I was kind of loosely planning to go with Lavender and Poverty, like, just as hens, but then they get dates the last minute, so I'm just there alone. I guess I go with anonymous fifth Gryffindor girl.
There you go.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, it's not a good night.
I have a good time.
I have a great
time. I love that Cedric looks so great. Cho Chang is really pretty too.
The Great Hall is just gorgeous. I'm like, why does it look like this all the time? It's
and then the Weird
here.
Sisters come out.
The Weird Sisters come out. We dance all night.
Candy dance, like a
They're like the only band. So
yeah,
we all have Weird Sisters posters on our bed frames and shit like that.
Someone spikes the punch, the pumpkin juice, probably around 2 a.m. Yeah, it's a long night.
Hannah and I kiss.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god! Hannah doesn't talk about anything else when we get back to the dormitory.
Yeah, you get the full story before we get it from John.
Yeah, I'm just like back in my dormitory doing like push-ups and excited.
The the only Ravenclaw doing push-ups.
Terry's like, what's going on?
And I imagine for the weeks after the Great Hall, after the Yule Ball, we were kind of like, okay, so after the Yule Ball's done, we'll do all of our Christmas holiday study before the classes start back up. But then we kind of spend weeks being like, let's relive the magic of that night.
Yeah.
And we just do not focus.
Yeah, even me, it's like, I am so over the moon.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm getting an E at best this year.
And then we learn that one of our teachers is a half giant. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Weird.
We get a new teacher out of it, so I'm kind of pleased.
I dropped this class.
Second task happens. We go and look at a lake for 5 hours, I guess.
Yeah, it's an hour, but like this is a whole day event.
I'm glad that Cedric comes first. I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really,
we're cheering.
Nails did well. But then, look, this is a classic situation of Ireland win, but Crumbs take the snitch. Because, like, Harry comes last, but he gets bumped up to, like, second or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's bullshit. And then, like, I learned that it's because of what Cedric said. I'm like, oh, actually, you know.
Okay.
I can see why.
Hey,
sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship is a trait of Hufflepuff House. I say bragging, which is a trait of Gryffindor House.
And I just dropped the facts.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we do waste an entire potions class while Snape reads a gossipy article about Hermione to us. So, once again, not learning a lot of shit in potions this year.
I'm like, I can't believe this is an actual class.
Yeah.
Like...
Harry's passing out in divination. We all dropped that class.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that happens in the third task. So we're learning that Harry is a demented, crazy person from the newspaper in the morning. Then we have to do classes all day. I imagine nothing gets done because we're too excited about the third task.
Yep.
Then we go to the third task and watch that maze for hours upon hours upon hours.
Yeah.
And then one of our classmates dies.
Yeah.
So it's dead now.
We are devastated.
I am inconsolable
for
like weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
of course. The rest of the year, like...
Everyone's just in a bad spot.
Have exams already happened? I don't think so. I think exams took place after the third task.
Yeah. I do terribly. I get an F.
I get a
like,
C.
F minus.
I feel like I'm in... D or E territory. I think E. I was so distracted by the Yule Ball and there were so many parties this year.
Mm.
Gryffindor copped a lot of shit this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think I got
did.
An E. I did really badly.
Yeah. Once again, like, outside of, like, sort of interference with the Yule Ball, like, Ravenclaw sort of just, like, take a step back.
Yeah,
so
Ravenclaw's
okay.
You're doing alright.
Yeah, I managed to get C's. Like, I'm struggling, but I'm like,
And at the end of the year, the last thing that happens is Dumbledore gets up and announces that Voldemort came back to life in a graveyard. And I'm like...
What?
What? Just in time for our elves?
Right. Yeah, the timing of that. I'm basically, like the rest of Hufflepuff, just completely in mourning and just fail that year entirely.
Yeah.
That's
maybe the worst year that's happened since second year.
Yeah.
19, actually, wait a minute, that's not a long time. Why do we keep having bad years?
1995.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend the whole summer learning... that Harry's insane, Dumbledore's insane, and against the Ministry, and Voldemort's not back, actually, and Cedric's death is not mentioned at all in the papers, the results of the Triwizard Tournament's not mentioned at all.
I guess it's a relief that Voldemort isn't back. I feel like I can finally catch up and get some studying done this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm basically just depressed, so I'm just in my room anyway, so I'm like, okay, I might as well fucking learn about... what I have to learn about.
Yeah, I'm studying writing the Hanar, but also my mum's teaching me about how to analyse sources in newspapers, and she's like, this may not be correct.
No way you're getting that in. Unless you want to be like, my mother is a muggle journalist.
No.
Good luck.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe him. I believe Harry's crazy.
We get to school.
Umbridge is going to be the new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. And she gets up and gives this crazy speech, which is about how the Ministry is going to be taking over Hogwarts, basically. That's not what she says, but, like, I was there next to Hermione when she whispered it to Harry and Ron, so I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
I was also like, she was talking about preserving tradition. I'm like, seems kind of racist.
Yeah.
Like, I was really kind of hoping there would be some sort of announcement about, like, sorry about Cedric dying. This is going to be a good year.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything about that.
It was, like, really doubling down on the weirdness.
I hate Harry, and I think he's a liar.
Yeah.
So I'm very firmly in the camp of fuck Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting a lot of external stuff, which is fuck Harry Potter, but I am in the dormitory with Hermione, and she's really staunch about the fact that he's not a liar and everything's good.
Mm.
Well, everything's bad. But we should trust in Harry. And I'm like, oh, I'm really on the fence about this, but the main thing is that I just want to go to class, and he is constantly distracting us from class. We're not getting anything done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sorry.
Umbridge decides that she's not going to teach us any practical magic.
So another class we can write off for this year.
I'm devastated.
I'm not even surprised at this point. Like, there's people in the class that are like, oh, so we're not going to learn anything. Like, Ron, Hermione, and stuff are speaking up. And I'm not even shocked.
Okay.
I don't think we're consistently learning anything.
I'm like, oh, thank God we kind of had good defense teachers for the last 2 years at least. Maybe I can make up the difference.
Yeah.
And we get blasted with homework. Like, we have so much homework. And I'm like, yeah, look, I'm just going to devote myself entirely to this now, because I hear all these rumors all the time about how Harry's crazy and Voldemort's not back and all this sort of stuff. So that's in my brain all the time. But I'm like, at least I can just, after school, go back to my dormitory and do all this homework and distract myself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'm really, I've had some bad, bad marks the past couple of years. I really need to buckle down and focus. Mm-hmm. So I'm just doing my homework, trying to ignore all the politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's new educational decrees. We, boys and girls, can't sit next to each other, so we can't even talk to Josh.
Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. We have to sit, like, at opposite tables and pass notes back and forth.
Yeah, I've just passed my drawings. I feel like I'm also getting in trouble with Umbridge at least one time because I just sneak with Hannah somewhere. And it fucks up real badly. She makes me write on my hand and it hurts.
Ow!
Oh, God.
Yeah, the only way that I would be getting at attention is, like, speaking out against the injustices of things because I'm a Gryffindor. But probably as soon as somebody hurts me, I'm like, oh, I gotta back down, actually.
Yeah, maybe I tell you what happened and you're like, what? And I'm like, yeah,
that's staunching
bad.
My convictions.
Dumbledore's army is formed. Do we join?
Absolutely. I'm a Gryffindor. Hermione tells me about it because she knows I'm super studious. Yeah, I'm there.
I would join too.
I would encourage both of you to join.
I would join because Cedric was killed, and I'm like, I don't want to die.
Yeah, I think for Cedric, and also to finally learn something.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
It is a bummer when it's like, who's teaching this class? Harry. But then it seems like he actually knows his shit. Like, he's doing a good job as a teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
he's
well,
encouraging,
fine.
He knows
it. And like, I just can ignore the fact that I think he's, like, insane for saying Voldemort's back, but whatever, I don't care, as long as he can teach me how to do a defensive spell.
Yeah, I think him standing up there and being like, here's what the dark arts are and here's what you have to do to stand up against it, I'm like, oh, actually, I think he's right. I think Voldemort's back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've swapped sides now.
Right, okay. We get the decree that all teams and clubs are disbanded, so we have a feeling that Umbridge is clued in to something.
Closing in, yeah.
So we're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, I would love to avoid the politics of this, but, like, yes, I am willing to join an underground movement in order to study properly, so whatever.
I think, as studious as I am, I would be
encouraged by the fact, because I'm a Hufflepuff, that lots of people are doing it. So if I get in trouble, the impact of that consequence can't be too bad, because, there's lots of people, including the golden boy, who's doing this.
Mm. Oh, Josh pushing you on the study side and me pushing you on the this is what's right side, like, absolutely gonna go along with the group. Peer pressure, baby.
Peer pressure.
We learn about Thestrals. I don't imagine I can see one.
There's an I dropped this class. There's an article in the Quibbler that's like, here's Harry's side of the story, and I'm like shoving it in your face, like, look, it's true, Voldemort's back.
I'm convinced by the article.
Yeah.
At least because, like, Harry actually talks about what happened to Cedric, and I feel like it pays him good, like.
Yeah, instead of the Daily Prophet just glossing over what really happened.
Yeah.
Trelawney is very publicly and traumatically sacked, and then they bring in a centaur to teach, and I'm like, God, I wish I was still doing that class, because it would be so interesting to learn from a centaur.
And I make fun of you for being a horse girl.
Oh, God.
I was waiting
fuck
for that.
Me!
You walked right into it.
I did.
I forgot a centaur was a horse.
I'm like, watching her get sacked, and I'm like, that's kind of bad. That's fine.
Yeah,
it's sad, but I'm also like, she had a comment.
Like, I don't care about her, but I'm like, also she's doing it.
Yeah, she's a bad teacher, and I don't like her as a person. But, like, nobody deserves to be publicly humiliated like this.
The DA's discovered. We all have to be punished. We all have.
We all have to, like, run and, like, fucking hide out
scatter!
In the library. Scatter.
I just like. Like, run to the nearest toilet and, like, wash my hands furiously.
Yeah.
Like, see, I was washing my hands. I wasn't.
I was over on the bench. Yeah, okay. So, I feel like we probably get caught and get detentions, but they can't prove we were in the group. Oh, no, they do find the piece of paper with all the notes. Oh, no, that gets resolved, doesn't it, somehow?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We all get detentions.
I think
we all get detentions. We all get punished. But Dumbledore takes the fall and leaves the school.
Mm.
And now things are getting worse, because Umbridge is headmaster, and she's putting new crazy rules in, and the students are rising up against her, and suddenly there's fireworks going off, and there's a swamp corridor, and there's everybody's taking puke candy and not going to class, and it's like, yeah. God, owl year. All I can think is, owls are coming, owls are coming, yeah, owls are coming.
Yeah.
We can't do Defense Against the Dark Arts anymore.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. I do think it's cool. Like, I really appreciate the people that are just being like, fuck this woman, and are saying they've got umbrageitis and are taking spew pills. And
yeah, oh, I'm definitely doing that to get out of Umbridge's class, because like, we're not learning anything anyway.
Yeah,
so
like,
what's the point?
Might as well go study in the library.
Yeah, doing my own study time.
Yeah.
So
Owls, how do you think we go?
Oh, I don't know. We learned a lot in Dumbledore's army.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our classes have been disrupted by Umbridge's presence, but most of the teachers are like buckling down.
Are still teaching.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of homework.
And also, it was said in the book that like all the DA guys like did really well.
Did really
like,
well in that one subject.
Exams.
Yeah, I reckon I do pretty well. Like not like as good as I was hoping, but I pass everything and I get like some good high marks in a few classes.
Yeah. Based on the sixth book, if those three can get good grades like that, like we're getting like decent.
Yeah,
we're actually not doing the stuff that
there's some
doing.
Disturbances during our owl exams, but I feel like I'm gonna be landing at like the B minus C plus sort of range. Like I had to drag myself up from two bad years.
Yeah, I reckon B.
Three bad
as well.
Years.
Yeah, B plus. Yeah.
Umbridge goes missing. Cool.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Just don't care. She seemed like
back.
A fascist.
Voldemort's back, but we knew that the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Wizarding World is a war. It's like, okay, well, at least we've got through our owls one thing at a time.
Yeah.
1996.
Yeah, Wizarding World is openly at war. People are dying and disappearing. There's a bridge attack. Dementors are loose.
It's a scary time.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm like, can we move?
Like, can we not be in this country anymore?
Can I study in Australia?
Yeah.
can I go on exchange?
Yeah, can I go to Beauxbatons this year? And Mom's like, no, you don't speak French. That's not happening. Oh, no. Also, your grades have not been good enough for you to go to an exchange school. Fuck. Damn it. If only I've been able to concentrate through the snake attacks and murderers.
Then I could be a customer Brujo right now. Oh, well.
Yeah, there's lots of just shit going on. There's guards, there's increased security. We have some new teachers, Professor Slughorn and Snape. There's also Wilkie Twycross is going to show up later and teach us Apparition. I think we all learn that without a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, I feel like I'm really learning potions good now.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I have a teacher who's not terrifying and bad at his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
D-A-D-A. But we would have all the benefit of being in Dumbledore's army, so we know how to do a lot of the spells.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be the nonverbal stuff and the fact that we're learning nonverbal spells with the worst person to teach nonverbal spells to us.
Exactly.
Because he's like, just focus. Just do it.
Just do it.
Right.
Yeah, just be good.
Just breathe.
Be good
with
it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I'd be doing a lot of practice outside of class
absolutely.
With you guys,
yeah.
trying to master that.
But I feel like Snape is more willing to teach Defense Against the Dark Arts. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there is an obvious shift when he goes from potions into defense. It's like, oh wow, he really hated teaching potions.
Mm-hmm.
He loves potions, but he hated teaching it. But he loves teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Yeah.
So there is like a marked improvement, but he's still a terrible teacher, and it's still a bad class.
We're doing a lot of extra work with us. But I think that like I'm doing a lot better this year. There's a few scary things, like when Katie Bell gets cursed.
Yeah, that upsets me a lot.
Yeah,
that really takes a toll on me.
Again, we console you.
Yeah.
Doesn't my head Flitwick set up dueling class?
No.
Did they set something up this year?
No.
Okay. I can't remember that happening,
yeah,
but it would be cool if it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you and Hannah going? Because this is the year everyone starts fucking, I guess.
Yeah. This is the fuck year.
Oh, yeah. We've been steady for, like, the last 2 years since fourth year now. Like, it's been proper. I think we're good. We've been, like, riding each other.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Everyone's cute. Fucking and we're like...
Ron gets poisoned.
Yeah. This is, I guess, notable for me because I hear about it from Hermione, but actually Hermione's having a massive fight with Ron this year.
Oh, yeah, Hermione's
must
be terrible
in
to
with
live
that.
With.
Yeah, yeah, Hermione is intolerable.
And Lavender, because they share a dormitory.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Oh god, I'm in there with Lavender and Hermione.
You're going down to seas.
I am spending a lot of time, I would love to stay in the library, but that's where fucking Hermione is. I'm spending a lot of time in your guys' dormitory studying with you. Like, totally. You've got to get me away from these
like,
bitches.
I asked Flitwick to use random classrooms. Can we just, like, study away from everything?
We're really trying to, like, it's having an effect because I cannot escape it, but, you know.
You have to sleep in the same place that they both sleep in. But...
Yeah, I'm actually, like, it's good Ron got poisoned because now he's broken up with Lavender and Hermione's talking to him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
That
was worth a poisoning.
So, I imagine we do our exams. I reckon I do really well this year.
I think so.
Yeah. I think
we're
I go back
really
to
fucking
A's.
Down. I feel like a minus because I was a bit distracted by Hermione. That was intolerable, but you guys really helped me.
Yeah.
A minus.
Yeah, I think I'm solid.
And then,
A+.
After our exams are done, Death Eaters come into the school and attack Hogwarts.
Yeah. And we would be in the middle of that because we're defense against, Dumbledore's
we're
army people.
Fight.
So we were out
patrolling.
Yeah. Fucked.
This is the first time we've been in, like, a battle, like a real fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, learning experience.
Yeah. It is.
That's going to... fuck it. I'm pushing myself up to an A, because I fought in a battle against Death Eaters and did well and didn't die.
Yeah, it was a scary year, but it wasn't, like, intrusive year.
Yeah, this was the best year since first year.
Yeah. Dumbledore dies, and we go to the funeral. That's pretty... That's
we're like,
up.
Shit,
very upsetting,
real.
But,
yeah.
like, I wasn't close to him as a person, but, you know...
Press X to pay respect.
Yeah.
But it's more like, oh, symbolically, this is kind of real. Like, Dumbledore's dead now. He was a big figurehead.
He was, like, the protector of Hogwarts. Like, every time he left, shit got worse.
Yeah.
And Snape apparently killed him. That's
fucked. Yeah, like, I saw it coming.
Tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm like, that's annoying, because he was kind of a good defense teacher.
Yeah, so he's... Snape's gone. Mm. Dumbledore's dead. Voldemort's well and truly back and has taken out Dumbledore.
Mm.
We're like, well, shit, okay. One more year.
One more year. If we can just get through this, then I guess we can go to fighting in the war full time. Or, I don't know.
I guess I can move to Australia after
this.
Yeah,
I'm thinking gap year.
Yeah.
Not in this country.
Yeah.
We just get through this year, and then we can go somewhere else and wait out the war. And then come back and get good jobs, because we got good knocks.
Exactly.
Fucking hell.
So,
to open with... 1997.
One of our teachers has been murdered, Charity Burbage. Were any of us doing muggle studies?
No,
probably
not.
I'm half-blood.
I think I probably would, because it's a nice academic subject and Harry Potter wasn't taking it.
True, good point. Yeah, probably then.
Okay. I think I probably did it with Hermione and then she quit after a year, but I stuck with it because I thought it was interesting.
Actually, good idea, because we're all half-bloods as well. We sort of can cruise by and we can study other subjects in the class.
Yeah, it's kind of like a half-blood. Mm. Like, I'm learning things that are interesting, but I can also be like, hey, Mum, how does a phone work? And she can just explain it.
Yeah. So Charity Burbage is murdered. That probably sucks. She's probably a really nice teacher.
That's really upsetting. And also, I guess Hogwarts isn't teaching Muggle studies anymore. So it's like, well, I did all this work and now I can't get my newt in it.
Yeah.
So that's great.
We go to school and essentially it's like a fucking prison camp. Like, because Snape is headmaster now.
Yeah. So my occasional study partner, Hermione, is also missing. Harry and Ron didn't come.
No.
We're instantly like, they're up to something.
They're up to something.
And like,
we're dead.
Very, very quickly, if they even come to school in the first place, Muggle-born students are dropping out and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming. They're going on the run.
Yeah.
That it's really scary.
We're being asked to torture each other in class.
Mm-hmm.
Or torture first years.
Yeah.
Fucked. Yeah. I imagine I'm not doing that. I'm a Gryffindor. I'm like, no.
I'm not doing it either.
Morally, no. Like, after DA
as well.
So
we're getting punished.
We're
getting fucking the
chokey
or whatever.
Well, and we're just living in the room of requirement.
I think I'm following, like, Neville and Ginny's lead. Because, you know them. They're in my house. I trust them. And we were all in the DA together. Yeah, I feel like I'm following their lead a lot. And then when they go missing, like, I'm going to go missing pretty soon after them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be
in
the room of requirement being like, you guys should actually come here.
Yeah, I would have been flying under the radar the whole time. And then as soon as I heard there was a place I could go where I could not be bothered, I'm going there.
I bring her in there. I can't remember if she's in there or not. But
so, like, we get through our classes for much of the year. And then we're eventually just hiding out in the castle being like, we can't go home. So... Look, eventually we're going to end up in the Battle of Hogwarts and there are no exams this year and we're just going to get a free pass on our exams because that's what happens to Harry.
Yeah.
But like, if we were doing classes, it's got to be like F,
yeah,
E at the highest, it's going
to
be F.
Because they wouldn't even be grading us, they'd be like, nah, you don't refuse to torture, we're going to give you a bad grade.
Yeah.
So it's like not real work, we're just like learning what we can to survive.
It's like,
and then,
what teachers are even there? Slughorn's still around, there's McGonagall,
the Carrows,
Flitwick, the Carrows.
Teaching.
Defense Against Dark Arts are right off.
Oh, I will say maybe it was probably still Luna, but I was going to say, I know where to take you to the room, like, Ravenclaw common room.
Yeah, you can go with Harry.
I die in the Battle of Hogwarts.
Oh, actually, I forgot, one of the Karos replaces the Muggle study teacher, so the class is still there, but it's learning about how all Muggles are like animals that need to be killed.
Yeah,
so I do terribly in that class, even if I go.
Yeah.
I imagine I probably skip a class, and then she tracks me down and is like, come to class.
Mm.
And I cop a Cruciatus or something, so yeah, that's my worst class.
Yeah, I do terribly and then I die in the Battle of Hogwarts.
Oh, God. I survive because I'm great. Then I mourn my sister forever.
Yeah, I'm very sad, but, like, we mourn you.
But you have a girlfriend, Hannah.
No. The thing
and
is...
And she leaves you for Neville.
No, she's not. Not she. If we're here, I can rewrite history.
Yeah.
No. Hannah and I marry and we live above Lilliput Country.
And you name your daughter after me.
Oh,
the look in your face, like sure.
No, what
I should do that. I'm a sister.
Yeah, that's
I'll name my daughter after
you. Yeah, I was
going
to say, but the thing I do for you is I actually become a wizard artist with my drawings, and I do a big mural for you.
Oh.
You do a portrait of her, and then it's like she's alive.
Oh, and I'm stuck in that school forever.
No, the school. I take you.
Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah,
that's all right.
So you can have a good time.
I can come and talk to the ghost, kind of my sister. Her portrait ghost.
Yeah,
anyway, so what was it like to get educated with Harry? Really bad.
Real bad.
He's the devil. He deserves to die.
Yeah, it's definitely his fault.
Yeah.
All of this happened because of him.
Like, all of us end up in terrible jobs and, like...
Or dead.
Yeah.
Have no prospects and have learned barely anything. And all our lives were like, that damn Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It was because of him.
Honestly, I probably become a wizard cop because Kingsley Shacklebolt does an announcement that anyone who was in the DA... and fought in the Battle of Hogwarts can automatically go into aura training.
Rose!
I still have to do the training, but I didn't get my qualifications, so I don't have to do the exams.
Yeah, you're like, easy way in.
I'm like, yeah, I'll go into being a cop, and then I can maybe retire from that in a few years and do something else, but I absolutely end up as a cop.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross. I'm glad
this is the worst timeline.
I'm glad I ended up dead.
I would still say the best timeline was when the Neville was the chosen one.
Yeah.
Well... I've been Jem, and rest in peace, me.
I've been Josh, and I got to marry my Hogwarts sweetheart.
I've been Rhea, and speaking of going to school with people, I want to do a quick shout out to my friend, who I'm not going to name because I didn't get their permission to say their name, but I just met up with an old friend from high school, and they told me that they listen to every single episode of this podcast. So, hey, Nobikins. Hello. Sorry for making you listen to this. I love you so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to support us or get in touch, the links to our social media and Patreon are in the show notes. Please feel free to send us so many messages that we go mad and run away to a hut on a rock in the middle of the sea just to avoid them. You'll hear from us again in 2 weeks' time.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.